So you're feeling hungry, the kids are hungry and they're whining, you haven't had a chance to go shopping, and frankly you're absolutely shattered. What are you going to do? Brilliant. There's a Domino's pizza on Madley Park. Hang on, there was a voucher that came through the door the other day. Going to grab that. Right, come on kids, we're going to go and order some pizza. Okay, I need some volunteers to help me. We're going to put this down here and we're going to make pizza, sort of Domino's style. Anyone helping me make pizza? Come on then, so gather around there. Okay, so first of all, we're going to get our pizza from Domino's, but how far has our pizza actually travelled? So we've got the bases, pizza bases made with, first slide please, wheat from Canada, which is 3,300 food miles. Okay, next is the tomato puree. Great. So the next one, tomato puree, that's from Italy. Okay, guys, can you start spreading on?
Oh, we're actually going to make pizza.
Yeah, we're making pizza. Does anyone else want to come and make pizza? And if I can get the oven to work, we'll cook it afterwards in the new kitchen. Okay, and then what else do we need on our pizza? Shall we have some red onions? Here they are. So they've grown in the UK, so they've only come 50 miles. And then we need some sweet corn. And the sweet corn's from Thailand. So that's a whopping 6,000 miles that's come. And now we're going to put on some mushrooms. And they've come from Ireland. So that's a mere 290 miles. What's up there? And then next we're going to get some pepperoni. And that's from Italy, so that's 890 miles. And then we've got some mozzarella cheese to go on the top. So also from Italy, so another 890 miles.
How do you do the preferences?
So we've got different preferences going on here. A bit of argument about what's going on the pizza. And finally, we're going to put some pepper on top of our pizzas. And that's from Turkey. So that's 1,760 miles. So anyone who's good at maths, the pizza from round the corner has travelled how far? 14,100 miles. So what can we do about this? I mean, I love pizza. I'm sorry, I'm not going to stop eating pizza because I just love it. But God wants us to be good custodians of our world, doesn't he? So let's think today about what we can do about that.
We just want to think very briefly about, well, what can we do? We want to be responsible in our world. And I just want to look at a couple of Bible verses quickly while the children continue to make a wonderful looking pizza at the front there. So anyway, let's move to the Bible. The first verse, Psalm 24. I think that's up there. It's quite small, so I'll read it. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. A famous verse from the Psalms reminding us that the earth is God's. In Genesis, he says, God said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Now, some people have taken that verse to mean that, well, the earth's ours to exploit and to get absolutely everything we can out of it, and we rule over it in that sort of way. But actually, we don't. The word is much more to do with steward. It's to do with looking after it. How are we looking after the world that God loves and that he has created and that we are part of? And so the final verse there, Colossians 1, talks about the world mattering to God, sustaining it. And it says of Jesus that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. And so if we want to become more Christ-like, then we need to be thinking about these things. And some of the time, it's simply we just forget. We forget what we have. We forget what we're doing. And part of harvest is to remember that actually we're grateful for all that we have, and that we want to give of the things that we have to others who don't have. And so that's part of harvest. And that's why we're bringing food today, and why we're also going to be giving money towards the Myanmar situation, which Andy's going to be saying a little more about in a while. But what could we do practically? Because this is a reminder at harvest of all the riches we have, of all that we have. What could we do practically? And we're particularly thinking about food. What could we do? So children, you've made a wonderful pizza that has traveled thousands of miles. What could we do practically as we think about what we eat, to be better stewards, better people who look after our world? What could we do? Any ideas? Any ideas at all? What we could do about our food? How could we make this pizza travel less far? Anybody got any ideas? Anybody? Mums and dads, start whispering. Okay, I have an idea.
Get it from Domino's.
Get it from Domino's. Yes, no, that's good. That is good. And I do like Domino's pizzas. But we want to try and think about the ingredients. What could we do? Any ideas? So the wheat was from Canada. Does anyone know where else grows wheat? Where else grows wheat? Shout it out. A farm? A farm grows wheat? Any countries that grow wheat? Norfolk. Yeah, the country of Norfolk grows wheat. And indeed, the UK, and indeed, I just got to say at this point, my family, Sue's family, are farmers. They grow lots of wheat just over in Essex, which isn't very far away. And indeed, my nephew, just a bit of family bragging now, won champion young farmer yesterday for his ploughing. I have no idea what that means, but he won it. British champion, apparently. I think it means he can drive a tractor in a straight line. But yeah, we can buy wheat from the UK. So maybe one of the things we could think about, I think there's a slide with some things. Oh, okay, all four things. That's four things we could think about doing. We could buy local. We could think about local. The other thing we could think about is the food we're eating, is it seasonal? Is it from this time of year in our country? Or is it having to travel lots of miles? We could think about reducing waste. How often do you go to the fridge and find something that's gone off and throw it out? And think about, well, how we could reduce waste. And here's one. Here's one. Now, I love meat. But maybe we could eat less meat. Maybe once a week we could go vegetarian. And we could, because do you know what produces more carbon dioxide than cars? Does anybody know what produces? Because carbon dioxide is one of the things that damages the world. What produces more carbon dioxide than cars? It also begins with C. I think I hear people shouting it. Cows. Cows. Do you know how they produce that carbon dioxide? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, they fart, cows. They fart a lot, and they produce a lot of carbon dioxide. And the problem is that because we eat meat, we have to have lots of cows who are farting. So to have less cows farting in our world, we could eat less meat. Yeah, I think I've got some converts down the front here. So maybe once a week, we could go vegetarian instead of eat meat. Or, here's an alternative. You might want to watch the screen, because I think we've got a short video of something else we could do. We could eat bug burgers. Have a look at this. Now, you might be thinking, we could never do that. But, so there we go, crunchycritters.com. So you might think nobody would really do that. Well, I was talking to Mr. Grundy. Who knows who Mr. Grundy is? Yeah, Mr. Grundy, the head teacher of the Blake Primary School. I was talking to him. He didn't know we were going to be saying this in church on Sunday. He went to Cherwell Open Day in Oxford, the school there, and they were making bug burgers for people to try. and he tried a mealworm burger, because apparently mealworms have so much protein in them that we could all be eating them one day. So maybe just go for vegetarian to start with, and move on to bug burgers when you think about it. But I did find, if you're interested in this, you can go to eatgrub.co.uk, and you can buy edible mealworms, which you can then make into bug burgers like these. So we'd like two volunteers to come and try a bug burger. With or without ketchup. So this is the Cogs Bush Chucker Trial. I'm a parishioner, get me out of here. One, two, three, off you go.
Vegetarian burger.
It just tastes like a vegetarian burger. Is it veggie burgers? That's because they are, in fact, veggie burgers. We didn't think we'd make you eat bug burgers in church. Who'd do that? Thank you very much. Do enjoy the rest of your burger. But Ryan said he hadn't had breakfast, so carry on.
It's interesting, the psychological thing, because part of me actually went like, ooh, for a second.
No, you're just eating vegetables. I wouldn't do that to anyone. Not this week, anyway. So all of that is really just to get us thinking. We're pretty sure you're not going to forget this morning's service with bug burgers and pizzas and things. But what we want all of us to do is to think about, how are we stewarding our planet? Could we use less food miles? Could we save more food by not wasting it? And could we think about the seasons and maybe eat a bit less meat now and again? Father, we do thank you for the world we live in. We thank you for all of the glorious gifts that we do have. We thank you for all that you provide for us. And we thank you that we can give out of all that we do have. Help us to be responsible stewards of our planet. Help us to think about our actions and the impact they have. Help us to be people who seek to make a difference in our own lives as we look to look after this wonderful world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.